Mesdames et messieurs, je vous souhaite la bienvenue pour l'ouverture de ce congrès mondial de la viande. So I am very delighted to welcome meat and livestock professionals from all over the world to the World Meat Congress. It's such a pleasure to be in Uruguay, a country that loves livestock and loves to eat meat. As you know, the IMS is taking a proactive stance on the range of issues facing the global meat industry. The World Meat Congress is an IMS event, and our principal role is to provide leadership through informed debate on the key issues affecting the industry. More and more, we are under public scrutiny to show that our practices are sustainable. We can show this. We are also asked to demonstrate that we practice good animal welfare. We can also show this. Then, the consumer wants to be reassured that meat is a crucial part of a balanced diet. We can also show this. And we are asked to produce at an affordable price. Meat is a high quality protein and should not be cheap. Let's not forget that the definition of sustainability also includes that the meat producer can stay in business. The meat industry has made excellent progress in meeting these challenges. We know that the issues around meat and the environment, animal welfare, health and nutrition are evolving in different ways depending on the species, region of the world, the economic, environment, etc. And IMS members around the world are adapting to new requirements in ways that are specific to their particular circumstances. A key concern is to ensure that governments and international government organizations, such as the FAO and the OIE, design and implement policies or make recommendations that take a balanced and comprehensive approach, recognizing the important economic and social contribution of our industry. There is a need to acknowledge the wide diversity of experiences, practices, systems across different countries, regions, and production systems. All producers can and are becoming more sustainable. Sustainability is a journey, not a destination. And it is based on the best science and best management practices in our own situation. As you can see, IMS represents you on the most important topics that affect our industry. We represent you in our committees on animal care, looking on the welfare situation, economics, human health and nutrition, marketing and communications, and sustainable meat. I know that many of you are already members of the IMS. For those of you who aren't, I urge you to fill out a membership application so you can enjoy the benefits of membership and be part of the worldwide family of meat and livestock professionals. It's a so high topic to defend our meat sector. People must know that we have won for the last 40 years more than 3 months of life average every year. I'm quite sure that, of course, there is a lot of politics who help to do that, but we can do that also with eating carrots or potatoes. We need also meat. In conclusion, I want to thank you for coming here today. And I want to thank our friends in Uruguay, and especially, of course, the Minister of Livestock, Señor Tabaré Aguirre, our friend Federico Sanam, President of INAC, the General Manager, Mr. Fernando Gil, and all the staff of INAC for hosting this Congress. And of course, I haven't to forget Xin Huang, our Secretary General, who works hard with INAC to prepare this Congress. This Congress has been prepared a wonderful program for youth to enjoy. So welcome to the 21st International Meat Secretariat World Meat Congress. Thank you.